You're listening to Vince Vinyl on KCUF, Boulder Creek.
And the beat goes on.
And on this last Saturday of September 2018, we're thinking of Marty Balin, founding member of the Jefferson Airplane, who died on Thursday. He was the group's principal songwriter, and along with Grace Slick, the lead vocalist. Here's an early Airplane track showcasing absolute poetry in Marty Balin's lyrics.
Summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. If you came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sigh. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hills, overlooking the shore, I realize I've been here before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. Small things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes? wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
Got you looking so down. Said there's problems at home, some things you wouldn't understand. Said, son, I've seen a lot in my life, and there's one thing I've come to know. There's only one thing that can put that kind of look on a man. It's always a woman. It's always a woman. Just take a look at my face and make no mistake, but it's always a woman. Said, son, let me tell you my story, something every man should know. There was a time I was standing on the edge looking down, and I felt a hand on my shoulder, and a voice it whispered in my ear. I got there on my own, there was only one thing turning me around. It's always a woman. It's always a woman. Just take a look at my face and make no mistake, well, it's all. Home and I held her. We didn't have to say a word. She just cried and she smiled and she wiped those tears from our eyes. So next time I'm feeling sorry for myself, I hope I understand. There's only one thing between the devil and a good man. It's always a woman. It's always a woman. Just take a look at my face and make no mistake. Well, it's always a woman.
My heart. romance. You're still in my hopes. You're still on my mind, oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart is low. My heart is so low. Woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know. When restless eyes reveal my troubled soul, memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams. I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive, oh, my heart is old. My heart is so low. As old woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know.
Without its water, like night without a day. And it sure enough got cold after the rain fell, not from the sky, from my I
Betty Whittington there doing a stellar job on the ZZ Top track, Sure Got Cold. Betty Whittington, a longtime picker with John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and a guy whose guitar virtuosity is often overlooked. I believe I heard a skip in there, so I probably don't need to tell you that that was a vinyl track. Emmylou Harris and Mary Black combined to do Only a Woman's Heart. Always a Woman was from Jason Eady, and the Jefferson Airplane was up first with the late Marty Ballin penned track Coming Back to Me. The opening lines of that song just get me. They paint a picture and set the tone perfectly, don't they? The summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. We bid R.I.P. to Marty Ballin, who died on September 27th. Now this.
Technology is everywhere these days, helping us actual doctors provide better care to our patients. Research shows that when you give the bleeping gadgets a break and just add nature, you're more likely to grow healthier, happier, and closer.
Nature is recommended for all ages. Side effects may include contentment, wonder, awe, decreased butt ache, caring less about bollocks and mundane nonsense, and a profound sense of well-being. In clinical studies, nature has been shown to help you better connect with your loved ones, remember how to relax, actually listen to your friends when they're talking to you, improve and strengthen communities, help kids learn, and care about the future of our planet. Nature works on your brain and your body, helping your body feel calmer, fitter, more alive. Your body sends messages to the brain like, this is way cooler than being stuck inside all day looking at a screen. I should get outside more often. And medical research confirms your brain is right. Ask your doctor if nature is right for you.
Devil, I'd hang out in Blue Eye, Missouri, where the water and the mountain collide. And I'd scare all the little children and rumble around beneath the beds, tell them all kind of stories. Can't help but get them stuck in their head. And then I'd take out some of your livestock, could blame it on the beast of the night. You know it was me, same as you know wrong and right.
I was the devil. I go and find your preacher man, crusty and white hair. I tell him that hell is on the way, scare him out of his skin. You see the brimstone in his eyes. And then a band of fat white deacons would take him far away, and that would be just fine with me if I was the devil.
I'd gather up all of your dreams, drop them to the bottom of a black lagoon.
And I'd steal away all your patience, steal away all your pride, leave you with nothing but uncontrollable fear.
And then I'd revel in my masterpiece, dance around with the night, down in Blue Eye, Missouri, where the water and the mountain collide.
So Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, 'cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
I'm standing at the crossroads. There are many roads to take, but I stand here so silently, for fear of a mistake. One path leads to paradise, one path leads to pain, one path leads to freedom. They all look the same. I've traveled many roads, and not all of them were good. The foolish ones taught more to me than the wise ones ever could. One path led to sacrifice, one path led to shame, one path led to freedom. They all looked the same. There were roads I never traveled, there were turns I did not take, there were mysteries I could not unravel. Leaving you was my only mistake. So I'm standing at the crossroads, imprisoned by this doubt. As if by doing nothing I might find my way out. One path leads to paradise. One path leads to pain. One path leads to freedom. But they all look the same. And there were roads I never traveled. There were turns that I did not take. There were mysteries that I left unraveled. Leaving you was my only mistake. Yeah, there were roads I never traveled. There were turns I did not take. There were mysteries that I left unraveled. Leaving you was my only mistake. Leaving you was my only mistake.
Fighting every day of your life. Can't stand still. took a run, you put it all together, but it come undone. Soul is junk, brain is dust, all your memories eating up the rust. Nightmares, real dreams to start. You love the night, but you hate the dark. Your mama, daddy, little sister too, told you a secret that's counting on you. He's dying to tell, but your daddy said, son, button your lip, but it come undone, undone. So they turned you out when you turned them in, told you don't come back. You stack up like old big kids, dead end job, payment plan. Broke down trucks, welfare checks, child support, backseat sex. You'd kill yourself, but you hocked your gun. Built a noose, but it come undone. Undone. And you wanna be rich, and you would if it wasn't for the son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, a dirty old whore, the butcher, the baker, the grocery store. You hate them, they hate you. What in the world are you gonna do? Well, it ain't your fault, but they need someone. Blame it on when they come undone. Undone. Skies turn black, yeah. Well, the storm's coming in, the skies turn black. It's too late now, you can't turn back. Lightning strikes on the telephone wire. You're drunk as a skunk, shack's on fire. Wife took a baby and the other two kids. Dogs are howling and the chickens are dead. It's your last night out, gonna have fun. Read it in the paper when you come undone. Undone. Thank you much. Thank you.
Chris Knight and Undone on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, a live track with Cody Canada from Cross Canadian Ragweed helping out on second guitar there. Crossroad, the bitchin' song just before that one, was from Calvin Russell out of Austin, Texas. The late Calvin Russell, he passed away a few years back. Towns Van Zandt, also from Texas, did Waitin' Round to Die. Calvin Russell and Towns Van Zandt were both stellar singers, songwriters, and pickers who hacked away for years without ever getting their due. Both of them cats deserved a turn in the big time, no doubt about that. And I didn't really plan it this way, it just turned out like that. Ray Wiley Hubbard, yes, another Texas cat, was in on that first song, If I Was the Devil. He was joined by Pat Green on that very cool track. If I was the devil, I'd hang out in Missouri. Duh. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek, and I'm Vince Vinyl.
The new MacBook Air is the most sophisticated laptop ever created. Every element is expertly designed, from the high-resolution Retina display to the edge-to-edge keyboard. And, of course, a power charging port that we changed for no goddamn reason. You wouldn't think something so simple would need to be updated every fucking time we release a new computer. But you're wrong. It's very important that this port has 7 pins instead of 8, or some bullshit like that.
The new MacBook charger does the exact same thing as the old charger. The only difference is now, you can't borrow a friend's when you forget yours. Instead, you will ask, "Do you have the new MacBook charger?" And they'll say some shit like, "I have the new one, but not the new one." Huh, I think Rachel has one of those chargers, but Rachel's charger is second generation. Shane's looks like it might work. Until you realize that we changed the port halfway through this commercial.
You may ask yourself why. Why are you doing this? The old one was fine. Because fuck you. That's why. The next MacBook is just going to be a solid metal cube with no ports. So figure that out. Oh, what? We changed it again. It's a USB port, I guess. Sure, why not? You can plug your iPhone directly into it. Unless we change the iPhone port, which we absolutely fucking will.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. My come down, I'm scared to face. I've pierced my skin again, Lord. No one cares for me. My soul belongs to the dealer. He keeps my mind as well. I play the part of the leecher. No. Thank you.
moving in and out of the shadow. It's no easy mission holding on to how I picture you. We'll be right back.
the tights, your black ice on the road on a drunken summer night. But I got your number, your name, and your will to fight. Will you be coming over, or will you be coming reckoning?
Rainbow Kitten Surprise and a song called Wasted. RKS, a North Carolina band, was in the hood a few weeks back. They played the Catalyst, and by all accounts, it was a stunner of a show. I wouldn't know. I wanted to go see them, and I intended to go see them, but in my inimitable style, I waited until the last minute, and the show sold out. My bad, again. Evanescence was in that set. We heard Erase This off of the 2011 LP from Amy Lee and Company. From the new LP by Tool frontman Maynard James Keenan and A Perfect Circle, we heard By and Down the River. Searching Your Eyes for a Trace of Humility? Nope. Not seeing it. That first song was early L.A. band Love. Signed D.C. was the title of the song we heard. Something of an autobiographical tune from Love frontman Arthur Lee. Say, have you noted how early it is getting dark these days? Weather has remained fairly pleasant, but we're staring down the barrel of the rainy season. Time to lay up the firewood. Chris Stapleton is next, right after this message.
Do you sometimes feel itchy, sweaty, or even hot or cold? Do you ever find yourself smelling things, or even the need to rub your feet? If so, you might have symptoms for something that some, but not all, doctors might agree is a pre-existing condition for an undetermined ailment called posteomyosis. Posteomyosis is not harmful, but could be deadly if left untreated. To be safe, we're less scared of the possibility of contracting symptoms that might be similar yet totally unrelated to ones that could be considered a sign of posteomyelitis, ask your doctor about Nexoriatin. Nexoriatin is purple and it looks like candy. If taken as directed or even recreationally, Nexoriatin may help rebalance certain unknown chemicals in your body by changing them into different unknown substances, which may or may not be toxic. Nexoriatin is not for everyone, only cool people and children. Take 6 pills every 4 hours, not to exceed 2 for a 24-hour period, or a half tablet with acetic acid. Ask your doctor if Nexoriatin is right for you or someone you know. Or visit us online to complete our liability waiver and obtain a free sample of what may or may not be Nexoriatin. Ask your doctor or someone on the street about Nexoriatin.
Shadows in the dark, and the memories keep on talking. cutting lines. Was a songbird nesting in the head of a scarecrow.
Someday we say we'll make a getaway in a limo and not
York City. Smoke and eat and talk at the same time. She's doing hair and makeup at Claire's and says, if I did, I'd fit in fine. There's something in a town this small that I find way too tall. I fear I'll get stuck here cause I can't climb. There are places in between. I've been here going on 10 years. I told them all of my dreams. There are places in between. I've been here going to New York City. Oh,
And politics and lunatics and places in between. A very timely ditty from Nona Hendricks. I guess I ain't going to New York City. Moving backwards, You Make Me was Corey Brannan, track from his LP No Hit Wonder. Jason Isbell helping out on that one. Guiding Light was Jimmy Cornette, and the first song in that set, Parachute, was Chris Stapleton. I want to be your parachute, but you have to pull the cord. Chris Stapleton, another of those Nashville cats that the record biz folks aren't real sure what to do with. Is he too rock for country and too country for rock, or is he an indie rocker? They don't know, but we do, don't we? Turn it up, that's what we do. This is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and I'm Vince Vinyl. More music ahead. First, this entertainment news refresher.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Carly Davidson, with your Star Fix.
Last night's Victoria's Secret fashion show was a true ratings winner, particularly with men who don't know that actual pornography exists. The angels' feather costumes and silk nightgowns were a hit with 30 to 35-year-old male viewers who had no idea that nude images of all the models are easily accessible on the internet. And the show did equally well with 10 to 12-and-a-half-year-old boys who are going to have their minds blown when they finally get around their parents' internet blockers. CBS executives are touting the broadcast as breakthrough programming for people who are excited by the tops of boobs. Producer Dave Mitchell told Variety, quote, the $2.5 million fantasy bra is a big draw with women who shop at Victoria's Secret, and an even bigger draw with men who've never seen or heard about sex before. The runway show drew expected outrage from the Christian Family Research Council. Executive Director Kathy Rouse charged that the event degrades women by objectifying them, most likely because she's never seen a Ukrainian prostitute receive a bukkake shower from a gang of cracked-out Albanian teens.